Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Discussing the blessed head of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu reported through various narrations that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's head was large. Note, a large head is considered a sign of intelligence and brilliance. Hence, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the most intelligent and wise person. The blessed mouth of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Hind ibn Abi Hala radiallahu ta'ala and described Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's blessed mouth as being wide. Sayyidina Jabir ibn Samura radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's blessed mouth was wide. Allama Nawawi rahimahullah has written that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's mouth was wide and his blessed lips were thin. Note, a person who has a wide mouth is generally eloquent in speech. Hence, his oratory skills are impressive and it enhances his facial features. In contrast to that, people with narrow, small mouths are generally not so eloquent. The blessed saliva of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and its specialities. Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala narrates, I smelt all the beautiful fragrances, but the fragrant smell that emanated from the blessed mouth of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam excelled them all. Sweetening water with his blessed saliva. Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala narrates that there was a well in their vicinity in which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spat in. The water of that well was thereafter the sweetest in the entire of Medina Munawwara. Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala narrates that once Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spat in a well of Quba, the water of this well never dried up thereafter. Note that the books of Sirah contain many miraculous incidents related to the blessed saliva of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spitting in these wells increased the blessings of these wells, and it enhanced the quality of those waters. The curative properties of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's blessed saliva. On the occasion of the expedition of Khaybar, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala's eyes were infected. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam applied some of his blessed saliva to it, and instantaneously they were completely cured. Note, many other narrations record details, incidents pertaining to the saliva of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ya Rabbi Salli wa Sallim Daiman Abada ala habibika khairil khalqi kullihim. May Allah Ta'ala grant us the true love for Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallah, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.